What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Candace Owens is the reason why the Jews will always run circles around the Goyim. So, I'm out here in Michigan, guys. I'm at a love station. I'm in Canton. I'm a couple hours away from Terrence Pop. I did text him the other day to see if we can link up, but he's a couple hours away, and obviously I can't take the truck out and moonlight with it. So I'll see if the company's gonna have me go to a location next to him, that way we can link up. But the good thing about driving this truck, guys, is that I see a lot of the Midwest. I've been to a lot of states that I never been to. I still have not seen the Great Lakes. Like, literally, the Great Lakes are just a street away from me, but I think it's a private street. Last thing you want, guys, is to have these on, walk around with your coffee mug, and walk into a neighborhood where people don't know who the fuck you are. That may not end well. So, yes, I have not seen the Great Lakes. I've been close to them, but I never ever actually saw the Great Lakes. I went over bridges where I saw rivers and smaller lakes that connect to the Great Lakes, but I never saw Lake Erie, Lake Michigan. I never saw those lakes myself. Like I said, guys, actually, I'm a little bit closer to, I'm like 25 miles away from Detroit. In fact, I saw a lot of Arabs come into the restaurant. And my God, dudes, like, that commentator on YouTube a couple of years ago who was like a Muslim convert, he's right. He said, Amr, I don't get you Muslims. You all spent 10 years going to school to become a lawyer, a doctor, or you're trying to build up a business, and your wife is foggly. Like, dude, I have seen these Arab women. They have a body of a pear. It's like they have a body of a dove. If you guys see a dove, it's like a dove is kind of like bulky. That's how Arab women are. And it's like, come on, dude, you're like a young guy, you're probably wildly successful, and this is it? This is what you got here? You know, she's probably in her late 20s, early 30s, and it's like, come on, dude, you're gonna be stuck with that for the next 40, 50 years? It's like you're better off jumping off a bridge at that point, man. So this is why a lot of Muslims out there, deep down, they hate life, they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. You know, nobody's happy, guys. Nobody's happy. The guy is not happy because he has an ugly looking chick. The ugly looking chick ain't happy because she doesn't have a Chad. It's really what Yossi Mizrahi refers to as a marriage of convenience. I'm a guy who wants a wormhole to stick my dick in. I'm a woman, I want some Beta Bucks Deluxe to pay my bills. But at the end of the day, these two people, they don't like each other. I mean, the guy is probably okay with it. When I say okay with it, I mean, he's not like happy with it. He's like, yeah, Hadi Allah, Hadi Hikmeti, which means this is God and this is his command that I'm stuck with this ugly bitch, you know. Obviously, he doesn't like it. And it's just a sad and pathetic life, dudes. Like, a lot of, I don't blame Muslim women for being dirty, dirty sharmutas. Like, I really don't blame them, dudes. Yesterday, the Muslim skeptic, he used the word hijabi, talking about these hijabi women who are like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and, you know, they're popping it all over the internet. And as you guys know, I'm the one who came up with the term hijabi like 6-7 years ago. And the Muslims were like, oh, bro, how dare you talk like that about our women? Our women are angels created by Allah. You're a kafir. You're a horrible person. You're going to go to Jahannam. And all it takes, guys, is like one heartbreak, one divorce raping. And these guys, eventually they go MGTOW, you know. It's really more of MGTOW. Like, MGTOW is kind of like learning the hard way, while MGTOW is learning from an intellectual perspective, because you see other people out there getting burnt. Like I said, guys, like, driving cab, man, that red pills you better than anything. And again, I was driving cab before Uber, before Tinder was a thing. And like I said, guys, I've been saying this since 2009. If a woman can have access to a man's wallet and never ever see the man again, that would be the best. And let me tell you something, dudes, okay? Almost all women out there, I'm not gonna say all, but almost all women out there who get married, they settle. They found that oofy doofy, they found that Beta Box Deluxe, and they're like, yeah, I'll spread my legs to him like once every full moon, you know. Some guys don't even get it once every full moon. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that I probably say 90% of women out there, they probably have settled to be with somebody. And again, like, all the women out there, they want to be Candace Owens. Like, Candace Owens, I know a lot of you guys are saying, oh, Amar, she's black, she don't count. But the reality of the matter is, guys, Candace Owens is probably the most desirable woman on the face of the planet. She's desired by men, and she's desired by women as well. And I'll let you know why. One of the good things about being a trucker, guys, actually, even if you're not a trucker, like, if any of you guys go to, like, Love's or Racetrack or any of these gas stations that cater to truckers, they usually have a sink in there, right? So they have a sink in there, and you can take your 1 gallon of water, go fill it up from their sink, and they don't say anything about it, dudes. Like, I've been traveling all over the Midwest, including freaking Florida, and every time I go, I don't care if it's been a Love's, I don't care if it's a Racetrack, I don't care if it's a Pilot or whatever, Flying J, I just go in there with my 1 gallon bottle of water, put it under the sink, fill it up, water tastes good. Also, another good thing to being a trucker, now this is exclusive to trucker because you have to get like hundreds of gallons. Actually, all you need is like 50 gallons, but if you're platinum like I am, I think you need to put in like 1,000 gallons to be platinum a month, or 1,500 gallons. I blow through I'm almost diamond, guys. We got like what, 6 days left in the week, and I'll be diamond. You know, for those of you guys out there who are diamond, I know you get 4 reward points instead of 3 for platinum. But are there any other perks to diamond compared to platinum other than getting 4 points instead of 3? So the good thing about being platinum and above, guys, is that not only do you get free refill on coffee, but you also get free refill on fountain drinks. So the good thing about getting a fountain drink, I get Coke Zero, okay? I don't drink the sugary stuff. I always get Coke Zero or Pepsi Max. So the good thing about getting Coke Zero or Pepsi Max or any fountain drink is that you can actually... See, here's the thing, like, when you go to gas stations, they have a Subway, they have a Hardee's, and how they make their money, guys, is usually by selling you the combo meal. So if you got your own drink for free, instead of paying $13 for a combo meal, you can buy the meal by itself for like $8-$9, add some fries on your own, or you can buy your own fries. Like I buy chips from Love's for $1.99, okay? So I get a free refill. I buy chips for $1.99 from Love's. Then I go into Subway like I did today. So today I went into Subway. I got a footlong for $10 and I had them make it a protein bowl, okay? No bread, because as you guys can tell, I gained a lot of weight doing this job, you know? So I gotta start cutting down on shit here and there. So when I go to Subway, guys, I'm now getting the protein bowl. So the protein bowl is like $10, and then I have them put double meat on it for $3. So you got $13, okay? You got your free drink, you got your bag of chips for $1.99. So you get to eat good for about $15. And eating good for about $15, especially if it's more on the healthy side, is actually the way to go. So a lot of you guys out there who want to get into trucking and shit like that, or a lot of you guys out there who are already doing trucking, as long as you got free refills, you know how to use the apps, get coupons, shit like that, you can probably eat healthy, and you know, not, because I do, like, for real, man. Well, first of all, guys, I'm seeing a lot more Indian people than any other ethnicity. Like, I mean, the truck in front of me is all Indian. When I was coming in from Love's, walking here, like, a lot of Indians walking past me. Like, this job is pretty much gonna be all Indians, dude. Like, I really don't see a lot of Hispanics. So I would say, from what I have seen so far, it would be Indians, blacks, white people, and Hispanics. And the white people are the old white people, okay? Like the guys in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know? Like all the young people out there that I see doing this job, like I said, Indians are number one, followed by blacks, followed by Hispanics. No, or followed by white people and then Hispanics, okay? When I say white people, I also talk about Russians and Ukrainians. Even though they're Slavic, I throw them under the white umbrella. But yeah, guys, a lot of Indians in this job. And as we know, guys, Indians are kind of careless in how they drive. They really don't pay attention and shit like that. But it is what it is, dudes. Like, see, this is why Trump loves Indians. You know, Trump isn't dumb. You know, this is why the U.S. government took over Venezuela, because they get that diesel, and that's why they're letting in Indians. You see, Indians are never ever gonna do cotton picking. They're never ever gonna do construction like the Mexicans do, but they will do jobs that are like half a notch or a notch above what Mexicans do. So obviously you got Indians running gas stations really cheap, you got Indians working as truck drivers. At the end of the day, guys, in all honesty, like the way this economy is going, I really think that truck driving is probably gonna be like one of the very, very few safe jobs out there. I'm really hoping that the Indians aren't willing, like if Indians are willing to drive for like a quarter a mile or even 30 cents a mile, they'll price us all out. Like this job, dudes, I need to be making $1,000 a week after everything, you know, after taxes, I need to be making $1,000 a week. So I'm making 46 cents a mile. I get about 2,500 miles a week. That comes out to about $1,000 after taxes. You know, if they flood this country with Indians and, you know, they start offering 25 cents, 30 cents, obviously for people like me, that's a hard no. But yeah, guys, they are flooding this country with Indians, and Indians are taking, you know, low-skilled jobs like trucking, and they'll go all the way up to, like, software engineers and shit like that. They're not the best, but they're good enough where it's like, it's like this. Think about Indians like this, okay? You're a company, and you're a company that gets sued or fined because your product, every now and then, your product does some nigger shit, right? So you either get sued or you get fined. But here's the deal. You're making so much money with this product that getting sued or getting fined makes it worth it, you know? So it's the same thing with these companies that hire Indians, you know? Yeah, sure, the Indian job is shoddy. Yeah, sure, they might get fined. They might get sued. You know, they might lose some customers. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, they're making so much money by hiring these Indians who are willing to work for slave wages that it's okay for them to lose money. It's okay for them to be sued. It's okay for them to be fined. It's okay for them to lose customers. And the thing you guys gotta understand is that a lot of these Indians I see, they're working in teams, meaning that you have two people in the truck working at one time. So that truck literally keeps on moving. The wheels don't stop. I don't have a partner in this truck, and I don't want to, man. I could probably make a little bit more money if I had somebody else, but I don't want that. I want my own truck. I want to work at my own pace. I don't want somebody else, you know. But the Indians, because they're all fucking family, they'll work to a truck, and they will come to America. They will work here for 2 years, 3 years. Look, guys, I know Indians back in California who used to do taxi, but after Uber decimated the taxi industry, they became truck drivers, and they would work truck for, you know, about 2 years, maybe three. They make a shitload of money, and they would build a mansion back in India, and that's it. They're good, you know? They're good. So, for the Indians, coming to America, working as a truck driver, you know, at slave wages for two, maybe 3 years, to them it's worth it because they can go back to India and they can live like freaking kings in India. But you and I living here in America, you know, we can't do that. This is why I'm telling you guys, the MGTOW life is not in America. America is where you make your money. Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. And before we go on to Candace, I know this one trucker. He actually got into truck driving because I've been telling you guys for years, become a trucker. And he made a shitload of money with trucking. He was able to look smacks. He was able to get a college education. And now he's going to go teach English in one of those Oriental countries. And he's telling me the amount of money I'm making in that country is the equivalent of $100,000. Here in America. And trust and believe, you know, I haven't linked up with him yet because I don't know when my company might tell me, hey, go to Florida, hey, go to Texas. Even my own company doesn't know where the hell I'm going, you know. So I know he's around here somewhere, so hopefully I'll link up with him before he goes off to the Orient. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that this guy got his money right. He got the fuck out of the West. And trust and believe, you know, he's a white dude, blue eyes, got the full set of hair. He's going to be fucking a lot of Asian baddies, unlike Coach Bitchpill, who does trannies. So yeah, man, I'm jealous. You know, guys are taking my advice and they're living their best life overseas. So that's good. That's good to know. It's kind of hot out here, guys. Hot, and I mean, it's not like hot like Florida hot, but it's kind of like dry heat. So you gotta drink every now and then. I mean, in all honesty, guys, water from the freaking sink faucet, it's not exactly the best, you know? You know, if you guys can afford to buy one, you know, for you can buy one of the, well, okay, let's leave it at this, okay? At the truck stop, for you to buy 1 gallon of water at the truck stop, probably gonna cost you close to $3, you know? I don't know about you guys, but I'm a cheap Jew. I'd rather fill it from the sink for free. Yeah, the water doesn't taste all that good, but I'm still alive, so I guess that's I guess it's good. All right, back to Candace Owens. So Candace Owens is the reason why the Jews will always outsmart you, the Goyim, okay? Candace Owens, all the men want to be with her, and all the women want to be her. Candace Owens is confidently the girl that all the men want to be with, and all the women want to be like. She is genuinely the alpha female, okay? Candace Owens is the alpha female, okay? Now, Candace Owens, as we all know, for a black girl, she's good looking, okay? That definitely helps. But the real reason why Candace Owens is the alpha female, it's because she has crazy pussy. That's all there is to it, guys. Candace Owens is crazy pussy. Period. Mic drop. Point blank. End of story, okay? So, let me tell you something. Driving cab, back in the day, again, before Uber, before Tinder, I have seen very well-established and sane men. I'm talking lawyers, doctors, media moguls. Well, not media moguls. Media moguls, their PDF files, you know? But I saw business people, I saw lawyers, I saw doctors, I saw very well-to-do, accomplished men, sane men, go goo-goo gaga for crazy pussy, you know? I remember this one black dude, a very respectable black man, he had me drive to a seedy motel in a sketchy part of North Hollywood. And he's like, hey, cabbie, I'm going to go see if my girl is here. Can you, like, wait for me a couple of minutes? I'm like, yeah, sure. So after, like, 4 or 5 minutes, I see the guy. Now, this is a big, burly black dude, okay? Like, you know, I'm not saying he's fucking Shaquille O'Neal, but he's probably, like, 5'10". You know, black guy, burly. And I see this guy, like, running at my cab as if T-Rex is actually chasing after him, you know. That's how scared the poor guy was. And this motherfucker, he actually jumped through the window. I have no idea how he did it. He didn't open the door. He just jumped through the back window, and like, he just jumped through the back window, and he's like, go 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 go. And I see this like petite blonde woman, like probably not even 5'2", 5'3", petite blonde woman coming after him with a baseball bat with nails sticking out of it. Obviously, you know, I peel out of there as if nobody's business. So what's the hold on these guys? It's that crazy pussy, dudes. Crazy pussy will always keep men glued to women. As long as that, see, a woman can't have crazy pussy unless she's hot. That's what you guys gotta understand. If you're a fat, ugly woman, You can't have crazy pussy. It doesn't work like that because nobody's gonna fucking fuck with you like that. But if you're a hot woman, you can have crazy pussy, and not only will other will guys fuck with you, but that will actually make guys want to fuck with you even more. So, everybody in the manosphere is talking about Candace Owen. Everybody. The Quartering, Adam Green, Nick Fuentes. Everybody in the manosphere wants to fuck Candace Owen. And that includes me. So, because she has crazy pussy, guys will always listen to her, always talk about her. Now, me, as you guys know, yeah, I'll fuck her, but I'm not gonna listen to no hoe. Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. So other guys listen to her. Other guys wanna fuck her. Other guys wanna take her seriously. She knows it. Her Mossad handlers know it. And they're gonna be playing that game all day, every day, and twice on Sunday, because they know that men and women want to be either with or like Candace Owen. It's like food, okay? If I prepare this table of amazing food and you're hungry, you're gonna want to eat that food. That's exactly how Candace Owen is to the vast majority of people on this planet. Now, when it comes to women, let me tell you something, guys, okay? Every place I've been to as a truck driver, I don't care if it's Love's Right Here, I don't care if it's racetrack, I don't care where I have been as a truck driver, women are not happy, okay, guys? Even if I walk a mile or two to Dollar General, okay, women are not happy. I don't care if the bitch is 50, I don't care if the bitch is 20, they're not happy, okay? Women are not happy because they can't let the crazy pussy out. See, all women want to be crazy. All women want to be like Candace Owen. They all want to be crazy pussy, but if you're like ugly, or you can be a decent looking woman, yes, but the thing about Candace Owen that makes her so crazy is, you know, there are some women out there who are, you know, borderline personality disordered women who have some sort of mental illness, some borderline, some personality disorder. Not saying that Candace Owen has any of the aforementioned. I'm just saying, some women are more inclined to being crazy, okay? Now, the young, hot woman, she wants to be crazy, but here's the thing. Who are you, right? You know, somebody like Candace Owen, she already has fame, so we can allow Candace Owen to be a crazy pussy. But if you're a 20-year-old girl and you want to work at fucking Walmart or Love's and you want to act crazy, well, that's not going to fly. I was actually at the DMV back in Florida a couple of months ago when I was getting my CDL license. And one of the dudes, you know, he's like probably well into his 40s, maybe early 50s. He goes to like one of the DMV supervisors and he's like, hey, that lady over there, something is wrong with her. She's either on meds or she's acting crazy. And I look over there and the lady is like acting crazy in a way, the DMV worker. You know, she's a young lady, probably in her late 20s, early 30s. And she's kind of acting neurotic, you know. See, Candace Owen can do that and get away with it and actually get accoladed for it. But the average woman, even though you might be above average in looks, you really can't do that, especially in a professional setting. Like, If I'm going to fucking love to get my freaking free soda, I don't want no crazy woman, you know, saying, nope, no free soda for you today. I don't want that, bitch. So, these women out there, guys, in a perfect world, they would have a crazy pussy like Candace Owen, and they would be out there causing all sorts of havoc. Like, Candace Owen with her crazy things, like Egyptian warplanes were flying over Charlie Kirk. All that shit is mumbo jumbo, guys. But you know what? She's making it all up simply because it causes people to even take more intrigue by her. People would be more interested in her if she's talking all this crazy shit, you know? So, best thing to do with women like Red Pill Married here on MGTOW TV, Sid, just be indifferent to them, okay? I never made a video about Candace Owen. I never spoke about Candace Owens before. To me, she's not important. You know, for me, Amar Mitwali, Candace Owen is no more important than that fat 50, 60-year-old woman I saw at Dollar General about 2 hours ago. She's no more important to me than the cute girl at Subway who hates her life. She's not important to me, but for a lot of people out there, you know, she is important. And she knows as long as she keeps the crazy grift going, she'll only become more important, she'll only get more attention, and she's doing that on purpose, guys, okay? This whole conspiracy thing, this whole cuckoo thing she's doing it on purpose, you know? Like when she says, I don't know, but I know no. I don't know no, but I know. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, you dumb bitch? See? Other guys would be like, hey, let me see what that bitch is up to, okay? Now, if Candace Owen was fugly, none of that stuff would matter, okay? If Candace Owen looked like Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra, none of this stuff would happen, okay, guys? So, what made Candace Owen where she is today is that by black girl standards, she's hot. She got a level of fame, you know? Fame is social proof, okay, guys? You guys take me for example. If I was to say a fraction of the shit I'm saying to you guys, and I said that to normies like before Scamarona, I'd probably be either in a insane asylum or I'd probably be in prison right now if I said what I've been saying to you before Scamarona. But now people are coming around. Oh, Amar, you've been right all along. In fact, like I said, guys, the Muslim skeptic, he just started calling these dirty sharmutas who come on the internet, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, he's beginning to call them hojabis. But the same person 6-7 years ago would have called me a kafir, would have called me a horrible person, would have said, how dare I offend, you know, Muslim women who are angels in human form. Now they're using the word hijabi that I came up with back 6-7 years ago. So what does that tell you, dudes? You know, fame equals social proof, okay? Success allows a man to be who he truly is without the world sticking a finger in his face and saying, who the fuck you are. This is why I'm telling you guys, as things get worse and worse and worse, I can come out, I can act all crazy like I am right now, and people are gonna say, hey, that guy is actually onto something. It's like, yeah, motherfucker, I am actually onto something, bitch. Duh. But again, if I try to do what Candace Owen is doing, people wouldn't take me seriously. But now, they probably would. And coincidentally, this is why nobody knows who the fuck Amar Mitwali is, guys. Like in small town USA, they actually have meetings where they get all the candidates on the ballot, but guess what? They're not inviting me. even though I'm on the ballot, even though I've been in Martin County all my life. In fact, I'm the only person, believe it or not, guys, I'm the only person on the ballot for Martin and St. Lucie County who's actually from there. Everybody else is a freaking transplant from New York, New Jersey. I'm the only person who was actually raised there, went to school there. I've been in Martin County longer than any other motherfucker on the ballot, yet they don't mention Amr Metwaly, no way. So what does that tell you guys, okay? Like I said before, man, if my YouTube channel actually took off and the Jews let my YouTube channel go on, I'd probably be more popular than that fucking gay Mexican midget, man. By the way, Nick Fuentes is a fucking fed, dude. Like, at this point, guys, if you don't believe that Nick Fuentes is a fed, I don't know what to tell you. So what Nick Fuentes is doing, this whole Nick Fuentes versus Nico, you see, in order for the Jews to get the Christian people, aka white people, back on their side, the white people need to be on board with genocide, okay? Now, to get white people to support the genocide of Palestinians, the Jews have to make Muslims seem so evil that they must be genocided. And this is why you get Sneeko out there saying, Allah, la, 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 I will kill you. I will pray in your home. I will pray in the middle of the street. There's nothing you can do about it. New York is now is known as Mamdanistan or whatever it is, because Sneeko's job is to make Muslims look like terrorists, rapists, murderers, barbarians, savages, as if Muslims need to be genocided for the greater good of humanity. That's all Sneeko's job is. I know some of you guys out there in the comment section are saying, yo, Amr, yeah, sure, Sneeko, I'm not totally on board with him, but you know what? He's like anti-Jew. This is what you guys gotta understand. Sneeko's job is to make Muslims look like shit. That's his job, okay? Again, in order for, you know, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. There's a Jewish priest who said, his name is David Tatui, I think. He said, we're gonna use the Muslims as a broom to collect Christians and sweep Christians to where we want the Christian people to go. So if we want Christian people to be on board with genocide, we therefore have to make Muslims look like total and complete shit, okay? And that's exactly what they're doing with Sneeko. And at the same time, they're using Dan Bilzerian, Owen Schroeder, Ian Carroll, Stu Peters, Candace Owen, Tucker Carlson. They're using all these people to look like they're like Muslim sympathizers. And then they're going to make it look as if these people either abandoned the Muslims, or these people are getting, like, they're already saying Tucker Carlson is getting paid off by the Muslim Brotherhood, you know. They're already saying that. You know, they're already saying that Dan Bilzerian is getting paid off by the Muslim Brotherhood in Florida. They're already saying that. And again, you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, this whole Muslim Brotherhood bullshit, this is just a psyop to scare white people into going along with the Zionist agenda. You see, Jews can't come out and say, hey, white people, worship us because we're God's chosen, so worship us. They can't do that. But what they can do is that they can use the Muslims as a boogeyman and scare white people to the point where white people, like, I have no choice but to accept what the dirty Jews want of me to do. And that's the Jewish ultimate goal. As long as they got Candace Owens on their side, getting all of you people in there, okay? Eventually, they'll be able to sweep you, the Christians, to where the Jews want you to go. Okay? So, getting back to Candace Owens in particular, guys, is that she is what all women want to be, okay? Candace Owens is what every... See, Candace Owens, she has it all. She has a rich billionaire husband. She has a nanny. She has a personal chef. She has a chauffeur. And this is why a lot of women out there, they're upset. Like I said, guys, I go all over America, dude. I go all over the Midwest, okay? I go all over the Midwest. I don't care if it's Loves. I don't care if I'm delivering to Lowe's. I don't care if I'm delivering to fucking, or walking to Dollar General. It's the same thing, dudes. Like, these women out there, they want the money. They want the fame. They want the trophy husband. They want the 2.1 kids. They want the summer home in Perry. You know, they want the log cabin in Scandinavia. They all want that. I mean, think about it from a girl's perspective. I mean, think about it, guys. I mean, in a way, you kind of have to feel sorry for women in a way. I mean, think about it, right? You're a young girl. You're 20 years old. You're young. You're hot. You're tight. Yet you're working at fucking Subway, making what? Minimum wage. Asking him what type of vegetables do you want on your Subway, you know? It's like, bitch, you should have a guy wrapped around your little finger, you know, working his ass off while you sit home as a queen. But you know what? Here you are in Subway, getting yelled at by customers for, you know, putting too much olive oil or not enough olive oil, whatever, right? So, then opposite of that, you get these women who are in their 40s, their 50s, they're fat, they're ugly, and it's over for them. You know, they're working at Dollar General. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, well, Omar, if these girls, like, settled, you know, if that old 45, 50-year-old woman, if she settled when she was 20 years old, you know, if that hot 20-year-old girl at Subway, you know, here in Love, if she settled for a dude right now, she wouldn't have to be so jaded 20, 30 years down the line. And that actually makes sense. But look at the Muslims, okay? Look at the Muslim couples. Nobody is happy, dudes. Like, I mean, you guys gotta look at things from a woman's perspective, okay? Should I be lonely and single, or should I be with a guy I hate and be miserable, okay, guys? A lot of you guys out there who say, woman gotta settle, dudes, y'all gotta look at things from their perspective, okay? We as men, we can settle, okay, guys? As men, we can settle and make it work, okay? But women, they cannot settle, okay? So, when I see all these Arab, like, again, an hour ago, sitting in a Subway, I saw this Arab woman, you know, they had their 2.1 kids, and now the bitch looks like she's a fucking pigeon. A pier, you know, like, she's a pier shaped, like Terrence Pop says, she pulled the grenade on the fat pen, you know, and they do that on purpose, guys, because they're not happy with the guy that they're with. Yeah, the guy they're with probably has a business, yeah, he might be a doctor, yeah, he might have a decent income, but she's genuinely not happy to be with that guy. And again, dudes, like a lot of Muslim women and a lot of Muslims out there, they're beginning to a lot of Muslims are beginning to learn this the hard way, dudes. Like a lot of these young, a lot of these Muslim women who get married, young dudes, and they have kids with you, they will divorce you once they get the opportunity where they know they'll be able to walk away with cash and prizes. They'll divorce you like this, dudes. So Muslim women are actually better off than white women, you know. And I sadly and unfortunately, I know some guys in the Muslim community who are married to a woman that doesn't like them, but she's doing it because she knows in a year, 2 years, once I secure my future, I'll be able to walk away with cash and prizes. And even if she doesn't walk away with many cash and prizes, a lot of women out there, especially young, smart Muslim women, they'll find an oofy doofy and they will literally use him as a walk-in ATM. And once they get what they want from him, like for example, a lot of Muslim women, they want to go to school, they want a law degree. A lot of women, a lot of Muslims want to be lawyers and shit like that because, you know, law is easy, you know. You're better off. You know, the thing about being a doctor for a woman to be a doctor, you actually have to use your motherfucking brains and you have to be competent. But if you become a lawyer, you know, you can use ChatGPT. You know, you can probably get a young guy, make him a paralegal and have him do all the work while you take all the money. So a lot of Muslim women out there, guys, they want to become lawyers. For you to become a lawyer, you're looking at least $100,000+ to become a lawyer. So what a lot of these Muslim women are doing now, is that they find themselves some oofy doofy. He either pays her tuition or he co-signs her student loans. And before she gets her law degree, she divorces him because in front of the judge, she's gonna be like, "Hey, as a student, you know, I worked at fucking, I don't know, Baby Gap, folding clothes, making maybe $400-$500 a week. But my husband, he's making $10,000 a month. You know, obviously, I need some sort of alimony from him." So she gets the alimony from the husband, and now she has a law degree that she'll be making $100K with in a couple of months. And yeah, now the ex-husband is paying off her student debts. Her ex-husband is losing probably what, $1,500, $2,000 a month in alimony. So she's now living her best life. She can go sleep with all the Chads and all the Tyrones she wants while her husband might be stuck with a... Look, dude, I already know Muslims out there who are in $100,000+ debt because of a woman. Between the fancy schmancy wedding, between the luxury honeymoon, they're already $100,000+ in debt. And this is even before they actually lived together as a couple, you know. Imagine, you know, you had a big wedding, then you get your honeymoon, and you're $100,000 already in debt, you know. So imagine how much more in debt you'll be when this woman decides to say, "Honey, can you fund my law school?" You know. And the thing you guys gotta understand in the with a lot of Muslims is that they actually get Islamically married, but they don't get publicly married. You know, they don't get government married. So, and guess what? So once you get married to a woman Islamically, you can fuck her, but the hijab is they say no. We're married now in front of Allah, but in front of the government, we're not yet married. So you can't fuck her, but yet you pay her bills. Dudes, there are Muslim dudes out there who are paying the bills of some hijabi, and they haven't even seen her naked yet. They even haven't cupped a feel yet, okay? So imagine being like married in the eyes of God to a hijabi, and you're already paying her car notes. You're already paying her cell phone bill. And you do this for half a year, maybe a couple of years. And you haven't fucked her yet. You know, Allah, see, this is why the Jews don't want me to get popular on mainstream media, because if Muslims heard what I'm saying, dudes, like, I could have honestly saved the lives of tens of thousands of Muslims, you know. I'm not exaggerating, dudes. Like, see, this is why Terrence Pop does what he does by going on shows like Pearl Davis. To me, Pearl Davis is a grifter, okay? But I understand Terrence Pop going on her show because she will give him more exposure to save men, you know. The Jews, they don't want to give me any exposure, you know. Again, how many Muslim men or men in general I could have saved if people knew about my... Imagine if I got big instead of yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog. Imagine if I got big, you know. We would have saved so many lives. I told you about this Pakistani-American couple that got married. He was a good Muslim boy. Then his hijabi of a wife went berserk. You know, she started posting shit on social media saying that he beat her and that he raped her. And the reason why she's like fucking posting bikini pics is because he used to beat her so bad if she doesn't dress modest, that now she has some sort of like fucking, I don't know, trauma where she has to post fucking bikini pics of herself on the internet. Of course, it's all lies, and the guy couldn't handle it. He ended up killing her and murdering and committing suicide, you know. Had this guy watched my videos and realized, oh snap, I got me a hijabi, he would have shut the fuck up, got a good divorce lawyer, finalized a divorce, and then he wouldn't have to worry about this bitch ever again. That's what I did with the hijabi. As you guys know, I was married to a hijabi, and when I realized that she pegged me as a oofy doofy, I was like, hey, no matter what I do, I'm always gonna be an oofy doofy for her. So I came back to America, I hired a good divorce lawyer, I kept my motherfucking mouth shut, and then when the lawyer said, it's over, that's when I let you guys know about what happened to me with the hijabi. Okay, guys? And this is something that I think Coach... No. Was it Coach Greg Adams or... No. It was Richard Cooper, okay? Richard Cooper was doing a live stream with Paul Elam just a couple of days ago, okay? It's on MGTOW TV. And Richard Cooper said, if the woman pegs you as a Beta Bucks Deluxe, as a Beta... He didn't say Beta Bucks Deluxe. Beta Bucks Deluxe, that term came from hard-hitting health, now known as a Whore Maxer. And again, I haven't seen the guy in like years. Hopefully he's doing fine. So, like Richard Cooper said, if the woman pegs you as a beta male provider, you're always going to be a beta male provider in her eyes. She doesn't care if you become the big dick alpha male, fuck the whole universe. She doesn't care if you win Mr. Olympia. She doesn't care if you become the CEO of a billion-dollar company. In her eyes, you're always going to be a beta male provider. This is what I've been telling you guys for years. When a woman signs a contract with you, you cannot change that contract. And the thing is, not only do you not know that she's signing a contract with you, you yourself haven't even signed on the contract, okay? This is why I tell you guys, if the woman signs a contract with you that you're Oofy Doofy / Beta Bucks Deluxe, that's it, dudes. There is no redemption, okay? There is no, oh, if I grab my junk and I walk around town saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. She's gonna be like, oh, he alpha now. Okay, let me update the contract with him. It don't work like that. Like I told you guys, my ex, the contract she signed with me, and I had no idea I signed it either. She don't care. She signed it by herself, you know? So the contract that the whole jabby of an ex I had, the contract she signed was Amar Metwali is an Oofy Doofy, you know? And I told you guys, I had a case of Bell's palsy that fucked up my face. Look, when I say fucked up my face, I don't mean like Coach Pitchpel Fugly, okay, guys? That's like fucking deformed. But Bell's, you know, if you guys remember, Justin Bieber had a strong case of Bell's palsy a couple of years ago where it kind of fucked up his face, you know? So Bell's palsy, it fucked up my face. And I didn't know, okay? Obviously, guys, when I look in the mirror, you know, I'm not talking to myself in the mirror, okay, guys? So, Bell's palsy, you can tell you got Bell's palsy when you look at yourself in the recording. Like, for example, right now, guys, you know, this is why all the videos I make are videos where I see myself in the camera. Like, I'm constantly looking at myself. I know, for example, this eyebrow goes up while this eyebrow over here stays down. I know that, okay? I know that this over here is deeper than this over here, okay, guys? Now, before the X, I really never saw myself on camera before the ex, because I didn't start making these videos until like after I got married, you know. I didn't start I started making these videos before I got married, but I just really never took notice of the Bell's palsy, okay, because I didn't even know I had Bell's palsy. But now, guys, when I look at the videos from 2019, I'm like, damn, my face really was fucked up when I see myself talking, okay? So, yeah, I can see how my whole jabby of an ex would think, oh, shit, this guy's an Oofy Doofy, so I'm going to sign a contract with him that he's going to be a happy wife, happy life. Okay, honey, that's what she expected of me. And then when she saw my YouTube channel and she realized, oh, shit, this is Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male, fuck the whole universe, she was like, you either divorce me or get rid of your YouTube channel. So guess what? I divorced her. Coincidentally, guys, I started a new YouTube channel. I'm not supposed to. I only uploaded 2 videos on it. It's only a matter of time before they kick me off. So I'm not taking it seriously, but my YouTube channel is still around and she's long gone, you know. So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand that, say what you want about Candace Owens, guys, Candace Owens, she won, okay? She won. She can be, look, when you guys remember a couple of years ago when Candace Owens did that video where she's like, I know what you did, mommy. That was fucking, you know, creepy, freaky, awkward as fuck. But you know what? She don't care. A, she already won. And B, she knows that's gonna make other people more interested in her. You have to understand, you know, Candace Owens popularity wise is like a hot guy, okay? Everybody here in the MGTOW community knows the difference between smashing a woman versus getting thrown in prison for the rest of your life is looks, okay? We saw all these experiments where a guy would put a picture of a chair and say, I rape women, I diddle young kids. And women are like, tell me more, let's meet at my place. Here's my address, come home tonight, come to my place, you know? While a average looking dude, you know, she might call the police on him, right? So, see, I noticed this is not that good. And again, this over here is arched up, while this one is not. What do you guys think would be better? Do you guys think it would be better if this is arched up like that, or if this comes down? What do you guys think would be better? This to come down like this one, or if this one gets arched up like this? I know The Rock has one arched up, but it looks good on him. But you guys tell me in the comment section, okay? This is like literally on the 1 hour mark, okay? Let me know if this one should come up like the, like this one, or if this one should come down like this one, you know? This over here, I spoke to my doctor in Merida. He said facelift, Botox, fillers, you'll take care of it. I'll be doing a facelift. A facelift, guys, also includes... a facelift also includes sucking the fat out. Like I said, guys, I gained about 40 pounds ever since I came back from Europe. It's just a sedentary lifestyle. But at the end of the day, guys, Candace Owens, she won, dude. She won, you know? She got the multi-billionaire husband. He's probably a cuck. He probably lets her bang other dudes. She has a 2.1 kids. She makes like what, a couple million dollars a month, something like that. Like, if there's a definition of alpha female that all the guys wanna fuck and all the girls wanna be like, that would be Candace Owens, okay? In fact, I would say that Candace Owens is probably more, is probably more higher up than an alpha male. Like, you know, what guy out there do all the girls wanna fuck and all the guys wanna be like, you know? Andrew Tate? Dan Bilzerian? Nico? No. Nick Fuentes, the gay Mexican midget? What's his name? Fresh and Fit? By the way, guys, look at the nose. Got a Jewish nose. Got that picker right over here. You know I got the Jewish nose, you know. This is how you guys know I'm like fucking Jewish, you know. Hey, at least I'm not Indian, so nothing to complain about, okay, guys? So, what I want you guys to understand before I shut this 1 hour long video is that Candace Owens, she won, dude. She won life, okay? Candace Owens can come out, like, look, dude, like, if I had, like, for real, guys, if I had the level of success slash notoriety that Candace Owens has, I'd come out here and I'd be like, even if I go like this, I'm still smarter than Coach Bitchpill. See, I can do that in front of you guys because you guys know me for like 6-7 years. I can do that in front of you guys like this for 6 or 7 years. But if I'm doing this in public, you know, people will be looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Somebody call 911, you know. But Candace Owens, she does that, people will applaud her, you know. And again, it all comes down to success. And success is social proof, okay? Candace Owens has social proof, okay, guys? I don't have it. And the way, if it's up to the Jews, I would never ever have social proof if it's up to them. So I'm just looking at myself. You got the Jewish nose, you got this over here, you got these over here, and obviously you got this. These, you know, I'm old, I'm 45, but you can actually get rid of these. So, in all likelihood, guys, I'm probably gonna do a facelift, okay? I'm probably, if I do a facelift, it's gonna cure a lot of stuff. I might get a nose job. And the thing is, guys, believe it or not, guys, I actually had a nose job a long time ago because I had issues breathing, you know. Like, my nose was so fucking big, dudes, that it was actually coming down to my lips. Like, my lips would actually be riding on my nose, you know, back in the day. So, I actually had nose surgery. So, if you think this is bad, you should have seen it, you know, 20-plus years ago, I guess. But I couldn't breathe right because my nose was so fucking big. I couldn't breathe right, you know. But when I go like this, I breathe a lot better, you know. So I might get one more nose job. But before I get a nose job, guys, I probably would like to get... So, first order of business, guys, I would like to get liposuction, okay. As you guys know, I'm off of TRT. Not just because I can't afford it, but also at the same time, I want to see worst case scenario. Like, how? Like worst case scenario, guys, I'm probably like 260 some pounds, okay? That's like worst case scenario, okay? So, worst case scenario, 260 some pounds, working as a truck driver. If I have liposuction, that should take about, you know, 10, 11 pounds. So, let's say I am sub 250 after liposuction. I took all the fat from all the bad places out, okay? I'm under 250, okay? I quit truck driving. I go back to the gym. I get back on TRT. I can see myself going down to like 220. No problem, you know? So, first order of business, guys, liposuction. After that, I get a facelift. And then maybe later on down the line, I get a nose surgery. Like I said, guys, you know, I always had a hard time breathing when I was growing up. And this is probably one of the reasons why I have a speech impediment. Because I had a, you know, you make nasal sounds. Like, you use your nose when you're talking, right? So when I was growing up, you know, because my nose was so big, you know. When I say big, I don't mean like it was fucking... You know, oh my God, this guy is a freak of nature. Let me run away from him. No, no. I just simply mean that it was kind of a little bit too big for my face. So obviously, you need your nose when you're talking, okay? But when you have a nose that constricts your nasal cavity and shit like that, obviously, you're going to end up having a speech impediment, you know? So I think having a big ass nose really fucked up my speech, you know. And I have to admit, guys, even though I had this nose surgery like probably 20 some years ago, like, I don't have any video of me talking like before the nose surgery. But I remember, guys, back in the day where you have like fucking video, where you have tape recorders, shit like that. And I would record myself, like, back in the 90s, early 2000s, and I would play it back. I'm like, does that sound like how I really sound? I can't understand the damn motherfucking word I'm saying, man. And after the nose surgery, I got into acting. So, obviously, you record yourself a lot. And I'm like, this is a night and day difference, you know. I can actually understand what the hell I'm saying, you know, compared to before the nose surgery. So maybe if I get another surgery, that way my nose gets unblocked even more. Maybe that's gonna help me speak better, become more, you know, where you can, you know, it begins with an L, intelligible, I guess that's the name of it, where you can actually understand what a person is saying. And also at the same time, dudes, like, if you're jogging on one of those treadmills and your nose is constricted, that's not good for you, man. So, you know, maybe I get better stamina if I get another nose surgery and have my nose kind of like up like this. See, if I hold my nose up like this, guys, I can actually breathe a lot better, you know? If you guys take notice, like every now and then, sometimes you take notice of it, like every now and then I'd go like that. That's because I'm like forcing to clear out shit in my nasal cavity by going like this. Every now and then, you guys might take notice of that. But when I go like this, I don't have to do it because my nasal cavity are not blocked. So, see, I just did it again because, you know, now my nasal cavities are blocked. So, to end this video, guys, and it's very imperative for you to guys to understand, is that success allows you to be as crazy as you are and still get respect. Like, for example, Nick Fuentes. The guy's a fucking gay Mexican midget, dude. It's like, I can't believe people take him seriously, yet millions of people all over the world take that nigger seriously. Why? Because he has social proof, okay, guys? Nick Fuentes has social proof. So, yes, he is getting taken seriously. This is why Nick Fuentes can act the fool, and he can act all neurotic. In fact, he can even, you know, come out and be a Zionist, and people still will respect him, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, the most important thing for any of us watching this video is social proof, okay? Social proof is becoming popular, where people say, yeah, I heard of Nick Fuentes. Yeah, I heard. I mean, you. Okay, here's the deal, okay? Go anywhere in America, right? Go anywhere in America, gather 100 people, and ask those 100 people, hey, did you hear of Nick Fuentes? Did you hear of Candace Owen? I guarantee you, several people out of 100. Will say, yeah, I heard of Nick Fuentes. I heard of Candace Owens, okay? See, I just did it again. I'm unblocking my blocked passage, nasal passageways by going like this, you know? So if I can talk holding up my nose like this, that would be best. But obviously, you know, I'm not going to hold up my nose like this, you know, fucking all the time. That's, kind of awkward, you know? But see, I did it again. Because when I go like this, my nasal passages are unblocked, so I breathe easy. But once I go like this, it's like they get blocked. So that's why I have to go like every now and then. You know, you guys wouldn't take notice of it until now I told you so, you know. But going back to Nick Fuentes and Candace Owens, you take 100 people anywhere in America. Hey, you heard of Nick Fuentes? Hey, you heard of Candace Owens? Out of 100 people, several people are gonna say, yes, we did. Now, take those 100 people and say, hey, did you ever hear of Amar Metwali? They're gonna say no. They're gonna, have you heard of TFM? They're gonna say no. Have you heard of Terrence Pop? Have you heard of Sandman? Have you heard of Red Pill Married? Have you heard of The Realist Philosopher? Have you heard of MGTOW? They're gonna say no, okay, guys? And that's by design. This is what the Jews want, okay, guys? They want, out of 100 people, nobody to hear about me, about TFM, about Terrence Pop, about Sandman, about Hammerhand, about MGTOW, okay? The government does not want, because, see, I'm doing it again, because out of 100 people, look, like, for real, guys, if the same number of people out there who know about Nick Fuentes, they know about Candace Owens, if the same number of people know about these people, they know about MGTOW, that's it. We would have taken over this motherfucking country, dudes. Like, for real, like, a lot of these Muslims now who are getting burned by these hijabis, if they find my videos and they go back, as far back as 2019, that's 7 fucking years ago, they're gonna be saying, this guy is a prophet of God, you know? I'm not a prophet of God. I'm just a high IQ Jew who had access to Mossad and CIA. I read their scripts. I acted in their scripts. I drove cab. I witnessed it, you know, with my own eyes, okay? I'm the pastor's son, so I know what goes on in the Muslim community. Trust and believe, I know what goes on in the Muslim community, okay? So, yeah, I'm gonna know more than the average Ahmed out there will, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, it really comes down to marketing. That's really what it is, dude. It's like, you gotta be able to market yourself, because the Jews are not gonna market you, okay, guys? This is why we have to take things in our own hands. And like I said, dudes, like, a month before the campaign, I wanna go back to small town USA, put banners on my truck, and just drive around Martin County and Port St. Lucie, walk around, you know. The good thing about going for state lawmaker is that you only got to, like, impress 100,000 people. Congressman, you gotta impress, like, you know, 500,000 people. But running for a state lawmaker, you just gotta impress 100,000 people, you know. So with my food truck, plus, you know, I grew up all my life there, I know exactly where to go to get the most eyeballs on my food truck and shit like that. But yeah, guys, at the end of the day, dudes, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, the Jews don't shine a light on you unless you're one of two things: either you're controlled opposition or you are stupid idiots like Black Lives Matter or the Muslims in Europe doing nigger shit, you know. But people like you and me, the Zionists, will do everything in their power to make sure nobody knows that we even exist. Like I said, dudes, like, they got meetings right now. They got, like, fucking events right now planned for candidates on the ballot, and they refuse to invite me simply because of the MGTOW label, you know, and who I am. See? At the end of the day, guys, gotta understand this really good, you know. The Republicans, the Democrats, you know, even the news outlet, they all might tell you, oh yeah, bro, we need a third party, we need a candidate who's not a politician. But at the end of the day, they will always, always fall back to Democrats, Republicans, and career politicians. That's always, that will always, always be their game, because that's how they stay relevant. That's how they make money, you know. If I come in and I take over, I'm not playing the left-right paradigm, okay? I'm not gonna be a politician who's going to be doing sleazy shit, okay? And they know that, you know? So, this is why they act as if I don't exist, you know. There are actually people on Facebook saying, wait a minute, there's a guy by the name of Omar Metwali on the ballot, you know. There are people actually name dropping me in the Facebook. See, sometimes when my sometimes when it gets blocked so bad, especially on the right side, I have to go like this to unblock it, you know. That's what I'm saying, dudes. I definitely gotta have a nose surgery in the near future. Anyways, like I said, there are people on Facebook who are name dropping me, saying, hey, there's a third party candidate, he's on the ballot. Like, how come you guys are not inviting him? Does anybody know anything about this dude, you know? And of course I tell them about myself. But when you have one or two people, like, every couple of weeks, you know, taking notice of you, that ain't gonna do shit, you know. That's not gonna do shit if one or two people notice you. You need tens of thousands of people to notice you. So that's why I'm doing this trucking gig until October, guys. Save up enough money where I can spend a month campaigning in small town USA, you know. Anyways, that's really all I had to say. I thought this video was gonna be like, you know, maybe half an hour, but it turned out to be like an hour and 20 minutes. Probably gonna be about you know, a couple more minutes before I end it. Yeah, guys, I'm not making that many videos because I'm constantly working as a truck driver. If the wheels ain't turning, I ain't earning. It's just that now, because it's a weekend, my company doesn't have a place for me to go pick up. So, see, this is why you guys might see videos from me. The only two times I can probably make videos for you guys is either on the weekend, on a Saturday or a Sunday, where I don't have any place to go to, or maybe when I'm at the dock and I know they're gonna spend 2-3 hours unloading me, I can probably do a video for you guys. But other than that, I really can't make a video for you guys if I'm driving all the time, or I know they're gonna load or unload me within, you know, 20 minutes. Because, you know, when you get a video that's an hour long, you know, believe it or not, guys, I actually started doing this video a couple of days ago when they were unloading me, but they unloaded me quicker than I thought, and I had no choice but to delete the video and start all over again. So imagine if I had to cut the video short, you know, imagine if I made a video 20 minutes rather than an hour and 20 minutes, you know. This type of valuable information would not be included simply because, the guy is coming with my bill. It's time for me to get the fuck on out of here. All right, guys, see you next time, you know. And I don't like that, guys. I don't like cutting these videos short, because there's a lot of valuable knowledge that you guys gotta be aware of. Because a lot of the shit I've been saying for the past 6, 7, 8 years, it's coming true now. And that's nothing to be proud of, honestly, because it's gonna be really bad, dudes. Like, you guys think things are bad now, you haven't seen anything yet. Alright, guys, so that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.